pushing into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever subject might be on your mind. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the site, submit things to it, vote upon them, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. And I want to encourage you, even if you don't have anything to submit to the site, you can still vote. In fact, that's probably one of the most important things you can do on the site. In fact, there's been a bit of a drop-off in, at least for a couple of days this week, it didn't seem like anybody was voting on anything. So that's why I've been talking about how you actually can do that, because maybe it is not immediately apparent. It's not intuitive, perhaps, if you don't take some time to learn how to use the site. You click Upcoming Stories. Once you're logged in, just click Upcoming Stories, and then you'll be able to scroll through a list of things that news items in many cases, or videos or whatever, that people have submitted that they think you might be interested in. You just vote up the ones you like, and if you want, you may vote down the ones you don't like. And then the most voted up will be promoted to the front page of our site at freetalklive.com. So please do make a difference over there, and your vote really, really counts. You want to talk about a vote counting?
Yeah, no doubt.
Your vote on freetalklive.com really counts. It only takes a few votes to get something out of the Upcoming Stories queue and actually into the front page section of the site. So it's seriously 1, 2, 3 votes makes a difference. In fact, Mark, I know you wanted to say something about voting. We can get to that here in a moment. Stick with it. We'll get to that topic. But I want to get to you and your thoughts first. Derek J. also joining us from livefreerdance.com.
Hey.
Good evening. Let's go to John, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just listening, and I actually can repudiate exactly what Bob said. Marijuana stems and unusable plant parts are the primary material of spice. It goes to a processing plant to become coated with synthetic materials. How I learned this fact. A UPS shipment cracked open, and the employees identified it as potential marijuana. 10 35-pound packages. The cops were called. Testing was questioned on the shipment, and it was just determined to be unusable and legal to ship. So the shipment was redelivered to UPS and shipped to the customer. Bobby Boy here failed in defense of his position. If prohibition was lifted, the need for the synthetic variation of questionable chemicals would be gone, based upon the core sampling.
Bob, I think you're talking about Dave, right? You're talking about our last caller, Dave, when you say Bob.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. But
you're
Dave
saying, let me just see if I'm understanding you correctly. You're alleging that the material upon which the JWH-18 or whatever the synthetic cannabis chemical is sprayed is actually ground up seeds and stems from pot? I don't believe that.
Not the seeds, but the stems, and it was identified as marijuana, and the cops identified it as just able and legal to ship out to the customer, and that's
but what hemp is illegal in this country. Hemp's illegal. How in the world, if hemp's illegal, then how in the world is stems from a marijuana plant not going to be illegal?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it didn't make any sense to me until I actually read the report. But Bob,
which report is this, a police report?
No, I actually saw the report. Dave has, and if you just take a look online, individual knowledge is the key. But Dave, the last caller, failed about the election. In the pursuit of individual knowledge, Mitt Romney is a pagio Christian, and 3 points validate this fact. The living God, Yah, is the living. Mitt Romney is a pagio Christian.
A pagio?
The living God, yeah, it's a pagan Christian. Doctrine has created this, and just do an internet search, and I guarantee you'll be pleasantly shocked with your knowledge. But the living God is Yah, not Elohim. Lucifer, the boss god of all deities, and Jesus, the Messiah, were not brothers. And black citizens in the United States of America are never cursed for the mere shade of their pigment. The citizens constitutionally...
Well, his father actually advocated for blacks being allowed into the Mormon church.
But their base religion, they can't reach the certain level. They can't reach the highest heaven. They can go to the third heaven, and that's another very, very amusing internet search if you just research about the
You're
Mormon.
Saying that's a Mormon belief, that black people can't get as high in heaven?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
100%. YouTube it. There's an excellent cartoon that's actually factual, and it's amusing. I've been sharing it with my family and friends, and we just get a good laugh out of it.
Huh.
But, we must be very cautious. with the 4th of July coming up, you know, it's a blessing what we have with our Constitution. And we can, in fact, elect a Luciferian into office. Only in America you can worship a deity of your choosing. That's what we set up. And since we can't just get rid of the Electoral College and rely on the votes of the citizens as the line of truth, we must vote for Barack Obama. Because the citizens who are aware...
Well, I'm not going to do that either. Just in case it wasn't clear when we were talking to Dave, I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney, and I'm not going to vote for Barack Obama. That's because I don't vote for people who advocate for the harming of innocent, peaceful people around the world and in my my next door neighborhood.
No, he's going to end the wars.
I vote my individual right. We must all vote regardless if we don't like it. If we don't like
no,
the people
I don't have to vote because I'm not going to vote for somebody that's going to do harm to other people.
Have to do anything?
Don't you have a problem with that?
Well, I feel that we as a citizens can control a Marxist president. That can be done, but we must all team up with great unity and diversity. And
how are you going to do that?
Hey, I have faith that when the American citizens wake up...
You must have faith.
that's all.
Because you certainly have no evidence.
You know, yeah. When they wake up,
hey,
what?
Actually... I've been doing a lot of scholarly research, and I have three books out of my 5-volume set written on of faith, walking the path.
Hold on.
And yes, sir.
Okay, you said that people are going to somehow put a restraint on a Marxist president. You didn't exactly get to how that would be. When they wake up, going to what?
Hey, unify with great diversity.
What does that mean?
Do what?
I'm not going to elect a loser. Hey, you know, share. Be most generous with what we have. If we don't...
How is that going to stop the violence of the people calling themselves the state? Don't you have a problem with men calling themselves president going around and killing people around the world? Isn't that a problem to you?
Well, there's really nothing we can do until when we unify... And we look to our neighbors, regardless of the shade of skin they have, and we take that racial block out of the equation.
I don't see
America
what race has
arrive.
Anything to do with this discussion, sir. I wasn't talking about race at all. I'm talking about people with power. And people, whatever their race, there are certain people who are attracted to power, and they want to use that power and wield that power over other innocent human beings. And I've got a problem with that. And I don't think unifying is going to do anything.
With diversity.
Or whatever that means. I think that what we need to do is, if we're going to unify, we need to unify in our refusal to obey and unify in our refusal to go along with this tyranny that people, regardless of their skin color, are bringing to us and the auspices of governing.
Well, we have a third choice, Ron Paul. I wish he would step out as an independent now because I'm not voting for a Luciferian president.
Well, there's always Gary Johnson. He's running Libertarian.
He's the lesser of the three evils. Thanks,
the judge, right?
Huh?
He was the judge, right?
No, actually, there was James Gray as the
judge. Vice president.
That's his vice presidential candidate. Anybody else got a question for John here? John,
yeah, about the bipartisan politics, we Paul Ryan is a great example of putting.
I don't even know who that is, and I don't care. John, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. Just another politician, as far as I'm concerned. 855-450-FREE. Look,
you know, during the primary for the Republican Party, I was very disappointed when my wife was not in town to be able to vote, and because of the dynamics of things, the town didn't really give her an opportunity to absentee ballot. I mean, she had like 1 week to fill out some paperwork, get it notarized, send it in, and then get her ballot sent to her, mm-hmm. and then send it back. There's just no ways that it could be done. So I was very disappointed. And then, you know, the vote totals came back. I went and voted for Ron Paul in the Republican primary, and the vote totals came back, and I realized, you know, if my wife had voted, Ron would have one more vote in this town. And one more vote in this county and one more vote in this state. Big deal. It wouldn't change anything. I mean,
slightly increase the percentage of the population voting for Ron Paul in New Hampshire.
Slightly, but you can sit there and say, well, if everybody who couldn't vote for Ron Paul would have, but that doesn't matter because we're only talking about one vote. We're talking about your vote or your wife's vote or whomever, and that's the only vote you can control. You can't control a population. You can only control your vote.
All right, more coming up. 855-450-FREE for your thoughts.
In every age, The technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $826.35 for a half ounce, or $413.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $826.35, and $413.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
At 855-453, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Mobile site available to you if you have a smartphone. You'd like to access our web streams quickly. Simply, you just go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile,
www.freetalklive.com. Plus, something else you can do on our website is throw some bitcoins into the chip jar. Maybe you have recently acquired some bitcoins and you're wondering what you can do with them. Well, you can give a few to us, but there's also all kinds of neat things you can do with Bitcoin online as it becomes more and more popular over time. More businesses are accepting them. Even at the recent Porcupine Freedom Festival, there were food vendors in real life that were accepting bitcoins because you can just, there's some phone programs to make it easy to transfer bitcoins from one person to another just by using your cell phone. It's incredible. But there's a lot to learn about Bitcoin, and Mark, weusecoins.org is probably the best place to go to get started.
Probably true. I wanted to tell people about the international remittance market. That is people who are in other countries sending money home. This could be a United States expatriate living abroad, say in Tokyo, making money and then, you know, sending money home for whatever reason, whether it's to support family members, that kind of thing. Or, you know, somebody who's in Mexico, from Mexico, coming to work in the United States and sending money home to help the family there. Whatever it might be. Apparently, in 2007, there were more than $300 billion transferred worldwide for international remittance. Western Union fees for remittance can run about from 4% up to 20% or more. They really take a big chunk for wiring money.
No kidding.
When these people discover bitcoins and realize that they can send money with the click of a button, I can send money to you, Ian, whether you're sitting across the table or across the globe, simply by taking your bitcoin, one of your bitcoin addresses that you generate, and you can generate as many as you want, as many times as you can sit at your computer and click. You can create these things. And I can send that address to you, and it's completely uncrackable, uncounterfeitable. They can't, nobody can interject themselves in between our transfer. And you get every single Bitcoin I send to you. Now, if you want to use them in U.S. dollars or whatever, transfer them, you'll probably have to transfer them into another currency. But that transfer rate is still usually generally less than 3%. So there's a big incentive for people who are in the international remittance market to start to adopt bitcoins. And since they do $300 billion a year, if that $300 billion was the market cap for Bitcoin, each Bitcoin would be worth $42,000 a piece. Currently, they're about $675 or something like that. So
a lot of potential for growth.
There's a lot of potential for growth for Bitcoins. And you can get your Bitcoins right now by going to bitinstant.com, getting a receipt number, and going to more than 700,000 locations globally. Many of them in the United States are Walmarts, 7-Elevens, Bank of America's, major banks, wherever you want to go, basically. In your town, you can get bitcoins just by going to bitinstant.com first.
Yeah. Julia said last night she did it and it was really easy.
Yeah, it's easy. It is easy.
855.
You don't need a bank account to do it.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. And that's a huge threat to the banking system. It's a huge threat to the status quo of government-run money systems.
It's hard to like the banking system right now. Like these bankers, the middle class's savings is down 40%. The upper class are doing just fine. They got their bailout.
So, Derek J., during the break, you were talking about lying politicians and your story about what helped you realize that they tell lies. And so what was it for you?
Okay, well, this all started out because John from Indy called, and he was, saying, oh, sure.
It was Dave, but that's okay.
All right. No, he was talking about the next guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was saying that, the politicians are the answer. It may have not been Romney, but I was just shocked that an adult would make the statement, but a politician said, and assumed that it was going to happen. I mean, I'm 23. I've seen two elections that I've followed closely,
okay,
and that was enough for me to be like, oh, these people can't be trusted.
Right.
Like, I was...
So it was the first election, the Bush 2004 election?
Yeah, I was following the 2004 and the 2008. But I was already against war in 2008, and so I was really excited to hear that Obama was going to be ending the Iraq war. Oh, my gosh, this is great. I come in, troops come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then also closing Guantanamo Bay because I'm not a big fan of torture.
That's huge.
Right. And I don't want people to be indefinitely detained, and tortured. I think that's, horrible. So then he comes in. The deadlines for his promises being met passes. None of this happened.
And also, he mentioned that he was going to have a transparent government.
Oh,
and
most transparent government ever.
The least transparent and the largest crackdown on whistleblowers of any administration yet.
Right. Bradley Manning's in jail, for goodness sakes. So.
And they're going after the guy from WikiLeaks.
So clearly, the things that meant the most to me, which were, you know, stopping human suffering, and it's totally in his power to do this. He could
order
out
all the troops home tomorrow if he wanted to.
He wimped out, and I know that it was a lie. I was lied to.
Address what happened in Iraq, because some people may not remember exactly what occurred. The Obama administration didn't really want to pull troops out of Iraq. The Iraqi government said that you can leave troops here, but now they're going to be responsible to Iraqi authorities when they break the law. And, well, no U.S. president wants his troops responsible to some other government for breaking the law.
Well, because if they're just responsible to the military, then the worst that's going to happen probably is a slap on the hand and a stern talking to.
Yeah, it's a lack of control.
The whole thing is that these politicians have the power to change these things that they're promising to change, and yet they don't. And so, for me, that was a really eye-opening experience with Guantanamo Bay in Iraq. But I'm wondering for you, maybe you out there listening, or also you, Ian and Mark, was there a lie that you were told by a politician that really changed the game for you, that sort of woke you up to this reality that politicians can lie and get away with it?
I think I grew up knowing the politicians were liars. I think that I think in the American parlance that politician is synonymous with liar, thief, a person of ill repute. I think that that's generally what people believe. For me personally, when the New London, Connecticut case came down. What was that? Kilo versus New London and Fort Trumbull, the Fort Trumbull area of New London, Connecticut. That case came down in the United States Supreme Court.
That was where the Supreme Court basically said local governments may take private property and then hand it over to private companies.
Yes, by using eminent domain instead of public use.
That was a shocker for you.
Public good. It really just, it was clear and obvious what the Constitution said, even though there are 20,000 gun laws in this nation, and they're obviously unconstitutional. But in this case, it was obvious to me what the Constitution said, and the court just went ahead and ruled some other direction.
Ruled in the direction of the state.
They ruled in the direction of more power for the government. And that's when I realized these people can't be trusted. No branch of the government can be trusted. There are no checks and balances left. This is a broken system beyond repair.
Yeah, for me, I don't remember any specific lie. I mean, you mentioned the old I won't raise taxes thing with the original George Bush. And I remember being cognizant of that as I was growing up. But yeah, I think that I definitely saw as I was growing up various different politicians being caught in lies and never having any real trust for any of them. More coming up at 855-453. Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. They are all free for you, including the news updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives. It's all there and all on the house. freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. You can enjoy ours free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you are driving around in your car, you are always subject to being aggressed against by men with badges and guns, and it's usually a good idea to have a camera at the ready. But even better, have a camera already rolling before the stop even happens.
Indeed.
Freedom Cam can help you with that.
Yep, that's freedomcam.net. It's actually called the GPS Black Box Dash Cam is the name of the camera. But it's a device that, whether you've got a situation where, you know, maybe it's a traffic stop and the law enforcement officer's story doesn't match with yours, or, you know, you're in an accident and the other guy's story doesn't match with yours, it'd be really nice to have some evidence in that circumstance. Well, this is the ultimate witness. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And it's always running. When there's a bump, it saves the film. If there's some kind of film, I should say, the recording, I should say. You can pull it out when there's some kind of accident. You have it right in there, available. It has 8 hours worth of video on there. It's got a microphone, the GPS navigation, it'll show your speed, your driving route, and it has everything that you're going to need. Video, front and back, freedomcam.net. It's a great device. I've got one in both of my cars.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Greg, listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk in North Carolina. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I wanted to know why you guys are making such a big deal about this. If the guy was in a bar, he was in a public place. If it's a public bar, he's in Walmart, that's a public place. Even though it's a business, it's still took place. I don't understand why y'all make.
You're talking about the guy that was arrested for public intoxication while in a bar?
Yes.
Well, I'm making a big deal about it because
I don't think the fact that he got arrested was for being for the fact that he was intoxicated. I think it was because he cursed at the officer.
Yep.
Which in a lot of places
he cursed at him.
Yeah.
What did he say? He read two stories. This is the guy that said that I sure would love to F a man in uniform.
Oh, he said F a man? Okay, I thought he just said something nice about liking guys in uniform. I apologize.
But still a compliment.
But you're supposed to be able to say F you to a cop and have the cops ignore it. Don't you agree, Greg?
No, I don't. And I was wondering, have any of you guys ever done a ride-along with law enforcement?
Yep, I absolutely have.
Okay, well,
I was gonna... So now does that change everything? Now everything that Ian says is the God's honest truth. He sat in a police car with a police.
It's actually on video.
Stuff.
You can go and look up Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube, and you will actually find video of that ride-along. It was very good. It was an interesting ride. Had a great conversation with Lieutenant Shane Maxfield at the time.
So you said that you don't believe that a man should be able to cuss at the public servant and get away with it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do you value freedom of speech, Greg?
Clearly he doesn't.
Would you say that you do?
I do. I think the major issue y'all need to be talking about is the huge thing that happened last Friday and the government takeover of health care. I think that's what y'all need to be talking about.
Well, we've already talked about that.
You could call in and talk about that, but scolding us for not talking about it is really kind of pointless.
I'm not scolding you. I'm just saying.
Okay, it's bad.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Okay, hey, look, Greg.
The United States is swirling down the toilet of insolvency. There.
Circling the drain.
What's that?
Greg, the United States is circling the drain of insolvency.
Right, I agree with that.
Okay, so we talked about the...
And it doesn't help that there's a bunch of bureaucrats out there getting paid to throw people in jail for freedom of speech.
Look, I'm not going to say that some people that put on a badge are not heavy-handed with it, and they go overboard with it. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with respecting the fact that the guy wears a badge and he's charged with keeping the peace and order in a public place.
And he's disrupting the peace
wrong
and order.
With improper respect.
Right, yeah, they disrupted the bar by coming in there to shake it down at the time when this man made the comment to the police officer, so they were disturbing the peace.
How do you know they didn't get called to go in the bar because of a bunch of craziness going on inside the bar?
Because that's not what happened. It was a bar shakedown.
How do you know he wasn't there?
That's what the story says.
According to the story, they had gone in there to harass the bar and its patrons, which is what the police do on a regular basis. They harass peaceful people who haven't harmed others. And the idea that somebody shouldn't be able to give them a piece of their mind is pretty outrageous, man. You really think people should be arrested for saying F you to a cop?
You're taking this way overboard. I'm just saying that... You can't cuss in public. That's just how it is.
It's cussing at all in public.
Wow.
What?
So you believe anybody who says the F-bomb in public should be arrested?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
What speech,
that's crazy.
What speech
now,
do you think should be protected?
Does that mean hauling you off to jail? No, I don't believe that. But you can.
That's what arrest
that's
means.
What arrest
what it
typically
is.
Entails.
That's what arrest means.
No, it's writing you a citation. A simple $10 fine. I mean.
So if I decide not to pay your $10 fine because I believe that I live in a country where there's freedom of speech, then where do I go?
Then you'll probably get a bigger fine.
And then when I tell you to take your bigger fine, roll it up into a little ball and shove it up your butt, then what happens to me?
I don't know. Eventually you're going to have to deal with a judge.
Eventually I'm going to go to jail. And my question to you is this. When the Constitution grants freedom of speech, do you mean all speech except speech that comes with cuss words?
Look, I mean, if you want to cuss, go out and cuss, man. I'm just saying, I mean...
Oh, I don't want to cuss.
Oh, but if you had your way, we'd go to jail for it.
No, I'm not saying I'd take you to jail. I'm just saying...
Hey, no, you wouldn't take us to jail, but you would have men with badges and guns take us to jail.
No, I'm not going to call the law on you for cussing. But if I had my children with me, I'd rather you not cuss around.
Oh, same here.
Okay,
same here.
It's just a matter of courtesy living among other human beings. I'm not a person, Greg, who uses profanity in everyday language, but I think it's mighty dangerous when people grant other people the authority to put them in a cage for speaking their minds, for using their mouths without putting their mouths on other people. That's when it would cross the line. But for just saying words, that doesn't hurt anyone. We've all heard the old tired expression, sticks and stones, right?
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
All right, finally.
Show proper respect for the people around you. And if everybody's cussing around you, then keep
on. Hey, man, I respect human beings on the basis that they're human. Like, just right out the box, I'm going to respect another human until they do something that is worthy of them no longer being respected or no longer having the same amount of respect for me. And when the police come into a peaceful place and they harass peaceful people, they lose a bit of respect in my book. It doesn't mean I'm going to curse up a storm at them, but it might mean that I'll get upset with them and give them a piece of my mind. And if I'm upset enough, I might slip a curse word or two in there. It has been known to happen in the past. Why can't they respect us, I guess, is the question. Why can't they respect peaceful people and leave us the F alone?
Like I said, some people wear the badge and they get a little bit heavy-handed with it. I was law enforcement. I was in law enforcement. Okay.
Surprise! Hey, here's what I want to say: is apologizing for government tyranny in one place and then complaining about it in another place is disingenuous. The Obama administration was able to push through Obamacare because people said, "Well, we got to have government here. We have to have government there. We have to have it here." You're just saying that we need government here, here, and here, but not there. And
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you were.
Look, when I was in law enforcement, you could cuss at me. I would not lock you up for cussing at me. However, if we were in a place of public where most people were standing around and not cussing, such as Walmart or something like that, and all of a sudden you went on a big old, wanted to decide to throw a big old fit, start cussing, for everybody in the whole store to hear you, then I'd probably take you and lock you up for disorderly conduct. Yeah.
I thought as a law enforcer, you're just supposed to enforce the law, not make it up as you go along.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you should be removed from the premises of Walmart, and Walmart should make that decision if you're doing such a thing. But we're talking about a dark bar at night where no kids are.
I just said, I agree with you.
All right, Greg. Glad we agree. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, sir. Thank you. 855-450-FREE. Oh, boy. 855-450-3733. Look, even if you have a badge and a gun on and a uniform, you don't just get more respect than the average person. You have to earn respect just like everybody else has to earn it.
Kissing the cops likely to end you up in jail. That's a reality.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that if you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
What with me?
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today.
You ain't going to make it.
Wait, no, now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to visit Derek J. on his website, liveforyourdance.com. That's his personal blog, but he's also in control at victimlesscrimespree.com, which is the movie site, the site for the upcoming full-length documentary film, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which I'm so excited about. It is just, it's about an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes long right now. It's going to be fleshed out a little bit more. We've got some interviews that are being done as we speak. I was just interviewed yesterday. Mark, I know that you're on the slate to be interviewed as well.
Some point or another.
I believe. And so.
And there are some preview videos that people can go and watch there now. So yes. Go and check it out. You're going to love it. Yes. Video will be up at the end of the month.
And like the Facebook page if you want to be updated. There's also an email list, but no one seems to care about those anymore. When I was building the site, I thought, you know, because I'm old school. I like email lists. So I'll make an email list for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The Facebook like page has 200-plus likes on it. The email list has one guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not like the email list isn't prominent. I mean, it's right below. The,
just want to be an email list.
Nobody cares.
Compared to Facebook. Email is like snail mail. You get your messages instantly because you're already on the page.
Much rather have sits there and refreshes.
I will get things better through email than I will on Facebook just because there's so much clutter on Facebook. There's so many things coming through Facebook.
It's more fun that way.
Oh, man.
Sort through it.
Generation gap, I think.
Go through the maze. The maze of entertainment. Victimlesscrimespree.com.
Yes, please go there and sign up for whatever your preference is. We've got email for you old school folks. All one of you, and then everybody else likes Facebook. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Of course, we'll let you know on the air as well when the movie comes out, which is another way you can find out. Jay Noon is on the line calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Just figuring to give you a little update here on my house situation.
Jay Noon, by the way, we had you on the show in the past. You had you're one of the few heroes in this country who have actually refused to pay property taxes. You've made that stand, and it's a very brave one. They ended up evicting you from the home as a result of that. There was a stand that you made with other people, myself, Pete Eyre, a number of other activists came down from the Keene area and stood with you and helped protect your home from being taken on the day that they said they were going to take it. They did not make that move then. They made the move several months later. They did end up taking the home. But you are apparently attempting to take it back. So what's the latest?
Well, I went back there today, and I mowed the yard. I took all the boards off the windows. I got another stack of keys somewhere in a storage unit. I didn't want to break any of my doors trying to get in, but I got the keys for it somewhere. I didn't go in the house. But I put up my land patent on the house. I went down to Staples this morning, laminated the recorded copy of the land patent, and I put up a bunch of no trespass notices specifically for officers and governmental employees and such like that. So, and nobody came by. Well, a bunch of people drove by, but there and no cops or anything showed up.
So, awesome. So you said people drove by, no cops showed up. You're saying that cops did not drive by?
I didn't see any cops drive by, no. It's the end of Main Street. It's not a very busy road, but probably a good 30, 40 cars traveled by while we were there.
So, Jay, is your idea to homestead this and just pretty much say, hey, this is still my property. I'm going to act like it is, and there's going to be a subjective consensus among the community that, hey, I've seen that guy mowing his lawn. That is his house. Is that the idea?
No, I wanted to mow the lawn because it was like a hayfield. And my neighbor's lawns were all mowed, and they'd probably like to see it better. And
yeah, sure.
I did the land patent already. Mowed the lawn. I'd do it anyways if I was there, and I'm there, so I mowed the lawn.
I think that's great. I mean, it's clear evidence that the city taking care of property is they're a terrible steward of land. I mean, these guys stole your property from you last year, and they just let it grow and turn into a festering, a pile of garbage. Because when the lawn starts growing like that, there are going to be rats and snakes and all kinds of things that'll inhabit a really high lawn like that. That can really put other people in danger and their property in danger of becoming, kind of infested with pests as well. So you've really done your neighbors a favor there, and clearly the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, wasn't interested in doing them that favor of actually maintaining the property that they've stolen from somebody. And of course, it's stolen property, so why should they care?
Right. So, but anyways, I did a land patent. It's mine. It was never theirs to begin with. It's like their judgment had no seals, no signatures, and all that stuff. And people should Google land patent and learn about it. There's a lot of information online.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that people sort of are clear on what went on there. So you were a volunteer fire department firefighter in the Palmer, Mass area, right?
Oh, I still am.
Yep. So you're a volunteer on their fire department. You have no children, so you're not sending anybody to their school. Is that correct? And you believe, you have a principled stand that you do not believe that you owe property taxes because this governmental agency doesn't have some kind of claim over your property. So you're doing this for a principled reason. It's not because, I mean, you own the property outright. Is that correct?
Well, I own it outright now, actually, after this land patent thought on. Actually, a patent is the only way of true ownership of property. People don't own their property unless they update the land patent into their name. But anyways, I know what you're getting to there. You know, I've been a firefighter for 16 years now in town, never took a paycheck.
Yep. And as a matter of fact, they tried to give you paychecks and you just returned them.
I just gave them to the association or back to the apartment. I don't even know what they did with them.
And the amount of your property taxes was about the same amount as the paychecks from the fire department. You just didn't get them. So, I mean, this isn't about somebody who's being a cheapskate here, is the point I'm trying to make. This is about somebody who's making a principled stand against what they believe to be wrong.
Hey,
you're a conscientious objector.
He actually believes he owns his property and is acting like he does. I mean, it's heroic. I wish I could really understand the land patent thing. I don't know if there's any real good resource resource out there, Jay, that makes it really easy to grasp. I don't know anybody besides you who's an advocate of this who can really even explain what it's all about. Because from my, you know, looking my brief amount of research into it, it appears to be mythological almost, which is why I'm watching your case with such interest. I mean, not only that I, you know, we know you from real life and you're a nice guy, but also that it's fascinating because no one that I know, no activist that I am aware of has ever done the
things. Now, these things certainly existed in the past.
The land patents?
Yeah, absolutely. They existed in the past.
Right. But as far as today, no one I know has ever done anything like this. And so I'm absolutely fascinated to see what happens. So it's your intention to try some locks out. Odds are good they called the locksmith and changed out those locks. So what will you do in that case?
Well, I know how to slip one of the locks on one of the back doors anyways in the house. So it's not a big deal. I can get into the house and go down through the basement through either side and open up. It's not a big deal. I can get in there without breaking and entering. But mm-hmm. I have a key to it, and it is the same lock.
Hmm.
It wasn't changed. When I installed the locks in the house, I put a Loctite on the screws, and I stripped the screws, put them in, and the locksmith was there the day they kicked me out. And he's like, oh, I can't get these locks off. And they're like, well, we're going to board the doors up anyway. Don't worry about it.
Hmm. So you've taken off the boarding, you've mowed the lawn, and you're preparing to move back into your home. And I wish you the best, Jay. I hope you will keep us in the loop. Thanks for the continued updates on your case. It's absolutely fascinating. And, again, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you, sir, for the call at 855-450-FREE. I mean, I want Jay to be successful. I really do. I also want to be able to grasp what it is he's doing.
It needs to be replicatable.
With the land patent.
Set a strong precedent for property ownership and really throw off the shackles for a lot of other people, I'll bet.
Well, I tend to not believe that whatever governmental agency is just going to accept, oh, shoot, he came up with the land patent thing.
I predict he's going to be arrested for trespassing.
I'm not going to make any predictions like that, but I don't know what
the government believes
do.
They own that property, and they're going to assert that belief, I believe, at some point.
But every step of the way, he's done something just super generous and wonderful, like being a volunteer firefighter and mowing the lawn. He's been a good steward of the property.
Oh, yeah. This guy totally deserves to be left alone.
He's
by
a stand up dude.
So
he's a good guy.
Anyone but coming after him is clearly an aggressor.
But if they let him get away with it, the nice guy, the guy that, that you know, participates in the volunteer fire department, gives back his checks, doesn't have any kids in the public school or whatever. He's no burden at all in the community in any way, shape, or form. If they let him get away with it, then the next guy who isn't any of those good things is going to try to get away with it, and they don't want him to. So this is how they have to work. They have an aggressive situation. You don't own your property. They tell you you own your property. You live in a fantasy world. We all live in a fantasy world where we believe that we own property. But the government does. If the government didn't own your property, you wouldn't have to pay them an annual rent in order to live on it. That's all it is. It's the old quint rents of old that serfs had to pay to lords.
Mike is on in North Central Texas. You got the last 20 seconds, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, on the concealed carry thing, I don't know what it is in Minnesota, but in Texas, you have to wait to be asked for the permit. There is some credo to the cop freaking out.
I wish we had more time to talk to you. We're out of it for tonight. Call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements.
Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.